We've got a very special guest here this morning, James Shipley. Good morning, James. Welcome to Mixed Mornings.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone.
Tell us a bit about the history of how you got involved in all of that.
Yeah, this is quite a long one. But so I've been a runner since I was 10 years old, and then took up triathlon when I went to university. And then in 2011, or 2010 it was, I entered a long-distance triathlon event. And I had to enter that event on one website. I was looking for training plans on another website, looking for advice on how to train, nutrition, all on different websites. And as a hobby, I thought it would be a nice, fun thing to do to build a website that incorporated all of those things into one place. Mm-hmm. I had a full-time job in the city, earning a good salary and everything, but I never envisaged that it would become a full-time business. Right. But slowly over the years it did, and it snowballed.
So how did you kind of make that transition from then saying, right, okay, I'm actually going to make this into a business?
That took a long, long time. So 2011, I remember actually quite recently we had a look at what those first years a business accounts, if you like, and I think it was something like £2,000 income, and I think it was £3,000 expenditure in the first year. So I don't know what kind of drove that, other than I just really, really enjoyed it. I saw it as a hobby, mm-hmm. and thought I'm just going to keep plugging away at this. But it took 2 years before we organised our first event. So it was 2013. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine said, "Would you like to organise a little 5 mile race together?" And I was like, "That sounds fun." We had 200 people in it. I think 180 turned up. And I genuinely felt like I organised the London Marathon at that point. I had such a buzz from it. And then going into work the next day on the Monday, tapping away at spreadsheets and things again, I thought, I don't want to be doing this anymore. I need to find a way to make this a full-time business.
And so tell us about how big is the business now?
So it's now over the years, obviously it dipped quite a lot through COVID. Obviously, as you can imagine, we went through a little bit of a turmoil through those times. But there's now 10 of us that are full-time at this, another two that are part-time, and we have at least 2,000 event staff that support us each weekend.
Well, that's absolutely incredible. And if you think about it, this is all about organising. Is it only running events, or what sort of events?
No, so we organise running events, triathlon events. We run two open water swim lakes. We do canicross events where people run with or race with their dogs, I've actually got a phobia of dogs as well, but we always have a bit of a fun thing in the team. If someone comes up with an idea for an event, we tend to go with it. And okay. One of my staff said, can we organise a race with, where people run with their dogs? And I was like, okay. So now we do canicross events as well.
The reason you're here today is to talk about the St Albans Half Marathon. So perhaps you can sort of talk first about all the different elements of the half marathon, because it's not just a half marathon race, is it?
No, it's not. The St Albans Half Marathon really has something for everybody. So there's an enormous fun run. Normally when you say a fun run, you think 30, 40 kids. It's got 2,500 kids.
Oh my golly.
In this fun run. And it's it's just crazy fun. The fun run. There's also then a 5K, a 10K, a half marathon, and you can even choose to walk the half marathon route by starting a little bit earlier.
Come on, listeners, we've listened now. We've got any opportunity we can do a fun run, a 5K, a 10K, a half marathon. Now, the big decision is, how do I decide which one I enter? What should we be thinking about there?
So with all these things, I think you want to challenge yourselves, but within your limits. If you've never really done a running event, then there's some great couch to 5K program, so perhaps go for the 5K option. If you've been good at doing park run or those sort of distances of 5K, perhaps challenge yourself to try and do the 10K. Right. So maybe just try and step it up a little bit. Oh, but okay. If you've never done much running before, perhaps a half marathon might be a step too far to start with. But there's great distances in between. In the lead up.
So clearly the opportunity is for ambition.
Yes.
You can have a little bit of ambition. You don't have to have too much. You can have a little bit of ambition. Now, so where is it in the local area that people run?
So it starts in Verulamium Park. We have a huge event village there. So it's not just about running. We have a big stage there with the Pioneer Club in St Albans. They're providing music and dance shows throughout the morning. We have loads of stalls. We actually have a bar that comes in for it, a kids' fun fair. It comes in as well. So it's an enormous event village. But then the half marathon, as I say, it starts in Verulamium Park and then goes out through Batchwood goes up towards Hemel, all on closed roads, so you have the roads entirely to yourself before returning back to finish in Verulamium Park as well.
Wow. Now, you've talked about a number of things there, like a big park full of staff. You've talked about closing roads. How do you organise all of that? How does it work? Because presumably you're dealing with the local authority, the police. How does it all work?
So I have a fantastic team at ATW events. The staff are absolutely amazing. All of them are either runners, triathletes, or they just love live events. And this is what we do with our Monday to Friday. A lot of people in the early times when they see us, they think we just work Saturday and Sundays. But the Monday to Friday is right. Doing all those things, contacting councils, doing risk assessments, yeah. Speaking with medical companies, arranging marshals. There's an awful lot that goes into these events, but they're such good fun.
Oh, no, I'm absolutely sure. Now, let's also just focus a bit more on the fun run. Where does the fun run actually take place?
So the fun run all takes place entirely within Verulamium Park. And this year it's going to be very special because they all get to finish on the track down at Verulamium Park. They've now set themselves up as a charity. And a pound from every entry from the St. Albans Half, the 10K and the fun run goes to the upkeep and running of the track.
You do get quite involved with local charities as well. So tell us a little bit about how that works.
Yeah, so this event's quite unique. We want all of the money that the event raises to go back into the St. Albans community. So we invite lots of sports clubs, charities and local groups to actually be cheer marshals, if you like. And marshals on the course, and we pay the money that would normally go to the marshal goes to their charity or club. So lots and lots of money, and I mean thousands and tens of thousands of pounds goes back into the local community for this event.
And also you're involved with schools as well?
Yeah, so that's the fun run challenge. So what we do with the fun run is we go into the schools and do an assembly to try and encourage the kids to do the fun run. And what we like to do with them is we give them a flyer with 12 tick boxes. And we ask the kids that if you do your morning mile or you do a mile at home with your parents, that you tick off these boxes in the lead up to the race. So that you tick off 12 boxes and your 13th mile is at the fun run. And that is where you'll complete your St. Albans Half Marathon at the fun run.
Oh, that's fantastic. So even if you've got little legs, you can still end up doing a half marathon and in a slightly unconventional way. Obviously, we've got people absolutely salivating at the idea of the 5K, the 10K, the fun run, the half marathon. So what do you do if you want to, one, firstly, be involved and actually take that jog, take that run and actually go and do it? What would you do?
So all of the information is on the website. So stalbanshalfmarathon.com is the place to go because it details everything for all the way from what's in the event village down to what time the road closures are. So all the information is on that website.
Okay, and so go to the website and I assume it's still possible to sign up for the event, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're not really restricted on the numbers for this one. We're not going to hit the numbers that the London Marathon did, so we're not going for world records on the number of half marathon entries, but we do get about 6,000 entries across.
Oh, wow, that's
across all the events.
That's great. And let's be absolutely clear, when is the date to this? What's the date?
It's always the second Sunday in June. So this time it's the 8th of June, but if you always remember the second Sunday in June, that's historically when it
okay and I is. Guess this is a great opportunity just about now that if you fancy doing say the 5k, you could do your couch to 5k and you'd be ready to do your 5k by the time. That's about right in the timing, isn't
yeah
it?
Absolutely. And similarly, I think if you're already capable of doing a 5k, I think you've got enough time to progress to a 10k and perhaps from 10k to half if with the remaining weeks to go.
Okay, so there we are. You see, ambition. I love this sense of ambition. Now, the other thing is, I'm sure that you love to have loads of people come and watch and to cheer everybody on. We were talking earlier, I was at the London Marathon yesterday. Part of the joy of the London Marathon is not the runners, it's the people who are there and who are supporting. So, for the half marathon in St. Albans, where do you go in order to watch? Are there some really good spots where you can do the cheering?
The best spots are within Verulamium Park because the fun run and the 5K take place entirely within the park. You get to see so much more of the action if you are in Verulamium Park. probably the favourite spot to stand, as I'm sure you can imagine, is down that finish chute. So we have crowd-controlled barriers and flags and music and a commentator keeping that atmosphere nice and high for that the finish line. And it's normally just lined thick with spectators cheering on everybody as they run through the finish line.
But also, I guess, people can go out on the route and I hate to say this, but are there any tricky hills that they should be sort of, you know, really trying to cheer people along?
Yeah, so the half marathon is a tough course. I don't want to sugarcoat it. It is a hilly half marathon, but like you say, it's the ambition of can you complete a half marathon. We'd know it wouldn't be as much fun if it was easy.
No, that's true. So therefore, have a look on the website. It'll show you the course, and therefore maybe you can decide where it is that you want to go and watch. And as I say, these runners, they do need a bit cheering on, believe me. And if it's hilly, then ambition. If they're going to strive to reach that ambition, then they should. So here we are in 2025. Running seems to be pretty popular, to say the least. But is it a growing activity, or have we kind of reached our peak? Where are we with running?
There really is a surge at the moment. So the last peak we had in running was back in 2019, and running really was on the up at that point. And then obviously 2020 happened, and everything crashed back down again. We've now reached at least 2019 levels, and probably moving beyond that. The latest stat I saw from the industry saw that we were 14% more runners are doing it this year than they were last year, which is a significant increase for the number of runners.
And so what advice would you give to someone who's now listening and thinking, should I really give it a go? What's the thing you should do? And let's look at it from, let's take it two perspectives. Firstly, from someone who doesn't run today, but now thinks, hang on a minute, this is growing, I want to get in there. You know, do they go out and buy a good pair of trainers? What's the first thing you should do?
So the beauty with running is it's so cheap in order to actually get into the sport. You literally just need a pair of trainers and you can get out the door and start. We could probably do a whole show in terms of like the progression into running. If you've done no running whatsoever, Couch to 5K really is a good place to start. Park Run is a great way into the sport as well. There's lots of free park runs, including one in St Albans, where you can actually even walk the 5K distance, and you could just sort of find your feet, as so to say, get into the sport. If you've done a bit of running before, then there's lots of running clubs in the area. You've got St Albans Striders or Harpenden Arrows if you're over towards that way. And all these clubs are very welcoming you into it would love to have you involved in the sport.
From your company perspective, where do you see your company going? Because now you're doing so many events, all these every year. So do you want to grow and expand even further? Will there be 20 people working in the company soon?
So, yeah, it's a difficult one to answer, because we all genuinely love what we're doing at ATW. We think we've reached a bit of a sweet spot. We organise 80 of our own events. And then support about another 90 events with chip timing and other event services. So 172 events a year is very roughly three events every single weekend. So I actually like to go to pretty much every event. I'm there every single weekend. So there's a limit to the number I can physically go to. I don't know whether we will try and organise many more events, but we'd love to have more people at the events doing.
So you actually run yourself. So do you manage to train whilst you're doing all this work?
Yeah, we do. So there's a few in the, like I said earlier, lots of the staff are runners and triathletes. So we do run regularly. We don't get to race in our quite as much as we used to, but most of the time you'll probably see an ATW staff member in the event each time. We kind of take it in turns to run in the events as well.
Well, James, firstly, many thanks for coming along. Secondly, we may well get you back to talk about how you start running and what you do. But perhaps most importantly, a very best of luck with the St Albans Half Marathon, all the events. Don't forget, you can go to the website, you can join up, you can go along, you can go and watch. What a fantastic thing to do. Second Sunday in June. Make sure that it's in your diary, and hopefully you can either run or you can watch. But thank you, James, for joining us today.